News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Estonia has become the first European country to offer free bus travel across the entire nation. And the initiative is actually aimed at trying to reduce the amount of people that are living in rural areas and also to reduce fossil fuel consumption. But could free public transport actually work here in Ireland to try and help our own traffic problems? So to discuss all of this morning, we're joined by Brian Caulfield, Associate Professor from the School of Engineering at Trinity College Dublin. Brian, good morning.
Good morning.
How has this worked in Estonia?
How it worked in Estonia, it's actually been in place in Tallinn for 5 years. So how it works is you basically register for the scheme, and once you're paying taxes in the city that you're using public transport in, then you get free public transport while you're in that city.
So for instance, if you are paying your, obviously you're living in Dublin, you're paying your taxes in Dublin, then you'd be required, if you sign up, to get free, to avail of this free scheme.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
So you have to sign up to the scheme in the city that you live in, and the taxes that are collected locally are used then to pay for the public transport.
What do you think about something like that here? Would it work in Ireland?
Well, looking at some of the results from Tallinn, as I said, it's been there for about 5 years. There's been modest results in terms of the number of people that have shifted from private transport onto public transport, and that's from research that was done in TU Delft. They've also found that people that would take shorter trips by walking or cycling, then shifted onto public transport because it was free. The idea of the policy is in Estonia that it's kind of a pull factor to try pull people onto public transport by making it more attractive. But a policy like that can only really be effective if there's some sort of push behind it as well. And I think that's what will be required in Ireland for something like this to become effective. So essentially that there will be some sort of congestion charge on those that continue to drive.
Okay, so there has to be a real enticement to get people out of the cars. They're going to be charged similar to London, where we have the congestion charge.
Exactly, yeah. So that there's this kind of push and pull factors, and that's what we're doing at the moment in Ireland. We're looking at a lot of the kind of push factors with projects like Bus Connects and Metrolink. We're looking at making public transport more attractive, and that's what they did in Estonia without investing too much in the infrastructure. They just made it free to try and make it more attractive to get people onto it.
Okay, and it's interesting to hear that it's working in terms of it is actually getting the numbers. Talk to us about the cost, though. How much is something, a scheme like this, actually costing?
The cost, the information that's coming out of Estonia on it, there's very little information on exactly how much it's costing. The cost of labour, etc., will be cheaper comparative to Ireland providing something like this for free. But if you look at the subvention that we're providing for CIE every year, it's about 250 million. So it would be a multiple of that we would have to provide.
But a multiple of it.
It would be a multiple of it,
okay,
because the subvention only really covers some of the more unprofitable routes or more or less used routes. But if you look at some of the benefits that come from it, you would have reduced emissions. Some studies internationally show that 20% of your bus fare is taken up by people collecting that money. So there's research that would need to be done to find out whether or not it would be beneficial for a country like Ireland. Estonia is a quite small country, and I like Ireland, a lot of their public transport is state-owned. So there are comparatives between the two, but it's something that we should watch.
Okay, just in terms of, obviously you mentioned the cost of it and the subvention as well, but if we were to try and entice and actually get more people on our bus routes here in Ireland, particularly in the urban areas, how would it work then, Brian, in terms of actually having to provide more services? If we have more people using the buses, we'll have to provide more buses.
If everybody in the morning decided in Dublin or Cork or Waterford or Galway to use the bus to get to work, there will be a lot of people waiting at bus stops. We don't have the capacity in our public transport network if everybody decided. So projects like Bus Connects and the various rail projects are being put in place to make them more attractive and to get more people onto public transport. And that's the option that we've decided to use in Ireland, as opposed to this free these free public transport fares. But there are elements of some of the projects that are ongoing in Ireland that do have reduced fares for particular times of the day to get people out of Paris.
Yeah, they are looking at incentives, and obviously there's other incentives as well that are being examined in terms of a flat rate fee for Dublin Bus and that kind of thing. Just finally, for the moment, Brian, is this just utter pie in the sky stuff, or could you actually see something like this in reality been rolled out here?
There's no reason why it couldn't be rolled out here. In Estonia, what they did was they had a public referendum in Tallinn, and 75% of people in Tallinn decided, right, we want free public transport. And the benefits and costs were put to the people of Tallinn, and they decided, yes, this is something that they want. So if there's public support for it and public transport, we change our relationship with it and see it as a public good, like parks and schools, etc. There's no reason why it couldn't happen.